Time for a look through the papers with Diptyka Laurent. Dipti, there's shock in Peru after the bodies of 13 miners were found in an underground shaft.
Yeah, that's right, Karis. The grisly murders came to light on Sunday with the discovery of these bodies in an underground shaft in the region of Patas, which is where shafts are generally operated by Peru's largest gold mining company. Now, the New York Times explaining today that the region has seen growing conflict over access to ore recently, especially as gold prices soar amid illegal mining. It's dominating the Peruvian papers today. This is from El Comercio here, going with this banner on the top of its website, the assassination of miners in Peru. It says it calls the attacks bloody and cruel. And in its editorial, the paper reacts to Peruvian President Dina Boluarte's address yesterday, in which she announced the suspension of mining in the region for 30 days. But for the paper, her comments on these murders, rather than reassuring the public, really did the opposite. It confirmed, the paper says, the disorientation in the government about how to address this very, very serious situation of violence and crime in Peru. This website, La Repubblica, meanwhile, headlines with the face of the man who is believed to be responsible here, the pen's not working, El Cuchillo, or Miguel Rodriguez Diaz, was identified by the president as one of those people responsible for the deaths of the miners. The paper reports that he reportedly has fled to Colombia shortly after the president delivered that press conference. He had been inexplicably released by the Peruvian public ministry. Rodriguez Diaz is known for his ties to organized crime in the Patas region. In that region alone, around 39 people have died since 2023. He's also believed to be responsible for the deaths of four people at another mine last year.
Well, here in France, Justice Minister Gérald Darmanin has apologized to Liverpool fans.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Gérald Darmanin, of course, is French justice minister now, but back in 2022, he was French interior minister. And he was the one responsible, essentially, amid France's very chaotic handling of that Champions League final in 2022 between Real Madrid and Liverpool. It ended up with police firing tear gas and pepper spray at thousands of supporters without any reason. Many were injured in the process, and authorities here in France blamed rowdy fans despite the fact that there was a major ticketing fiasco. In his interview with a YouTube channel, Darmanin admitted that France was simply not ready to host the final. Also, as a reminder, the final had to be moved because it was initially meant to be held in St. Petersburg in Russia, but with the onset of the war in Ukraine, it had to be moved elsewhere. The editor of Sud-Ouest, that's a French regional paper, has actually dedicated today's editorial to this mea culpa by Gérald Darmanin. The paper wonders if there are some shrewd ulterior motives. Essentially, the editor wonders if Darmanin's apology is an attempt to wipe the slate clean ahead of 2027 presidential elections, which this paper says Darmanin hopes to be a candidate. I quote, "When one has one's eyes on the Élysée Palace, you need a political do-over."
All right, so what's the reaction been then from the Liverpool press?
Well, this is from Liverpool Echo, a paper from the city there, which has a pretty measured response. A French minister making a frank and full apology for the first time for the way Liverpool fans were treated. It's quite a different story from this website here, Empire of the Cop. It's a news website run by Liverpool FC fans who happen to be professional journalists as well. And in this article, they call it, as you see there, a long overdue apology, but one that doesn't really sit down too well with this website. The website reminding us that Liverpool's fans' patience was actually what prevented a frightening situation from escalating further. And also in his apology, they feel that Darmanin's language is problematic, saying that he essentially said he expected a war of hooligans, which this website feels is an unfair representation of football fans.
All right, well, we're going to transfer from football to the world of snooker now, which has crowned a new champion.
That's right. His name is Xiao Jintong from China. He's 28 years old. He just won the World Snooker Championship. He's the first World Snooker Champion from Asia. He defeated three-time world champion and Welshman Mark Williams in a thrilling final on Monday. The Independent, the British daily The Independent here, says he also becomes the most complicated world champion in snooker history because Xiao just recently returned to the sport after a 20-month ban related to match fixing that involved 10 Chinese players in 2023. Now, he was not directly accused or found guilty of match fixing, but he was party to someone who did. It's why his victory is somewhat muted in snooker circles, but no doubt The Independent says he will reach stratospheric levels of popularity in China, where the quaint British tradition is immensely popular. As The Telegraph says here, he's really seen as the Roger Federer of snooker.
And we mentioned it earlier, it's one of the biggest events on the fashion calendar. The Met Gala celebrated black dandyism in New York on Monday.
Yeah, that's right. And Business Insider is offering us a best and worst dressed of the billionaires who graced the red carpet, because there were quite a few. On the best dressed list here, this is Grace and Wendy Murdoch. Wendy Murdoch, of course, the ex-wife of media magnate Rupert Murdoch. The women that charmed in elegant white and gold outfits, Business Insider says. Worst dressed list, this is a Norwegian billionaire. His name is Gustav Wizo. In a white blazer cape hybrid that nobody really understood, and even less so this briefcase of roses. Nobody quite understood the purpose of that. Also on the worst dressed list is George Lucas, really disappointing with his boring navy suit that the insider says would be better placed on Wall Street than on the red carpet. Kim Kardashian, also disappointing with this uninspiring getup that she wore. This man here, Anthony Pratt, billionaire, Australian billionaire, not doing our reputation for low fashion any favors, Karis, with this eyesore, a lime green eyesore. Turns out having money does not always buy good taste.
Well, indeed. I'll let the viewers at home decide. Thank you for that, Dipti.